Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre. Straight Fire for Thursday, June 30th, final day of the month, basically heading into July 4th weekend. Very stoked for it. Although I will say, I've been seeing some stuff. Rob G, I don't know if you're flying anywhere, you know, jet setting for the holiday weekend, but I've seen some really ugly stuff about canceled flights and friends texting me, oh, my flight just got canceled. I don't know what's going on out there. We don't have any huge summer trips planned, but goodness gracious, if you're traveling for the upcoming July 4th weekend, you know, it doesn't sound like it's a pretty scene out there. Rob, are you going anywhere?
I am not. I am going up the street. Or actually maybe a couple of miles to my brother-in-law's house having a black party, and then going to my mom's house for some fireworks at night. But to your point about the travel, I saw something on Twitter. I don't know if this is true. I just saw it. Come on. Someone retweeted it into my feed that it was a flight, I believe, from like Mississippi to Florida. And they were offering $10,000 per person to get off the flight because they were overbooked.
That many people from Mississippi going to Florida.
Something like that. Wow. It was like an 8-hour drive. And it's like, are you kidding me? Of course. Like,
yeah, but they're not offering a car. The problem is they never offer cash, Rob, right? They always are like, voucher. Oh, you can have credit or vouchers. Like, screw that. I don't want that. Give me cold, hard cash. You want a good laugh? So, you know, every time the lottery, a.k.a. the stupid tack, gets up to like, I don't know, 300, 400 million, you throw a couple bucks on them, right? I mean, I do. I haven't in a couple years. But I got a text from somebody who I will not name here because they don't want to be named. It was like, oh my gosh, I think this, it feels like this is the time to play the lottery, right? So I go in, Rob, I haven't bought a lottery ticket in a couple years. I apparently didn't know this. You cannot use a credit card to buy lottery tickets? Is that well known?
I did know that.
You did know that, okay. So I don't carry a debit card ever. And I had like $9 on me. So I was like, oh, I can't really do much with nine. And then I was like, oh, well, tucked into the wallet, you know, in those like hiding spots, I had a $100 bill. So I was like, oh, can you break 100? And she was like, well, you know, we just opened an hour ago. No, I can't break 100. So I was like, what am I going to do with $9 and buy lottery tickets now are like expensive? I don't know. This is basically what I'm doing, waiting for sports to happen. I'm like spending money on lottery tickets. And the fill up at the gas tank, by the way, a cool $128.
Well, that's because you don't listen to me. I feel like I've told you on the pod, off the pod, text messages, you know, hey, get your gas at Costco.
Yeah. That was the game plan this week, but unfortunately, the lines were massive.
See, and then you're just like, nah, it's not worth it to me to wait in line.
I mean, you know, time is money. Now, I will say I did hit the Costco pizza line, and I will maintain that, you know, I know people like their Chicago pizza, their New York pizza. Costco pizza is still some of the best pizza on the market. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they've done it. Maybe it's the ovens they've got there, but it is still like a massive slice, and it's super cheap, Rob.
And it's like $10 for a whole pizza.
Wow. I only usually get a slice because I know if I get a whole pizza, I'm eating like half of it.
Well, I just know because, like, you know, you've had kids' birthdays and stuff like that, and it's like, what's the cheapest thing you can get for 40 people? Yeah. Like, oh, we can get six pizzas for $60. We're good.
Yeah, Costco, still one of my favorite places on earth. So the actual NBA news that mattered on Wednesday that broke, I love the deal. I was very bullish on it on social media. Instantly got pushback from the typical jabronis who hate Trae Young. Trae Young just added DeJounte Murray from the Spurs. Now, they did give up Gallo. Obviously, I like Gallo, but you can afford to lose him. And three future number ones. Now, two of them were theirs. One they had acquired, I believe, from Charlotte. So they're out two future ones, which doesn't mean the cupboard is totally barren should somebody else come on the market. They can still make a move, probably package Collins and a future one and get something of substance. But on its surface, Murray and Young is arguably the best backcourt in the East. And I actually went through the entire Eastern Conference, and people, I don't think they get it. When you look at just backcourts, Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, both all-stars, right? Both average over 19 points and 8 assists per game. And the rest of the backcourts in the East, are you ready for this? Kyrie Irving and Seth Curry. Give me Trae and DeJounte, for sure. James Harden and Tyrese Maxey. I could see the case that Harden and Maxey are better, but Harden doesn't play any defense. As much defense as Trae Young, right? Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown are very good. A little less limited offensively than Trae and DeJounte. Lonzo Ball and Zach LaVine, assuming LaVine stays in Chicago. Jrue Holiday, who we'll get to in a sec, and Wesley Matthews in Milwaukee. Come on. Kyle Lowry and Max Strus. Fred VanVleet and Gary Trent. I mean, seriously, these are the backcourts in the East, guys. And Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey, which has never played one game together. So, at worst, they're the third best backcourt, possibly the second. I would give them the number one backcourt in the Eastern Conference. And I'm just going to say, Synergy Sports put together a list of scoring chances created by ball handlers in the pick and roll last season. Trae Young, number one, just eviscerating people in the pick and roll. Number two, no surprise, Luka Doncic. Number three, DeJounte Murray. So you now have two of the three greatest pick and roll threats in the league at this juncture, and you've combined them on one team. And what did we just see in the playoffs, guys? It's all high pick and roll. That was what they did for Curry every play. It rolled the Warriors to the title. Pick and roll and being the primary ball handler and being able to navigate it and see the pass and make the shot. We know Young can do it, and now you've got Murray as well. And I also compared Young and Murray, and this may be some hyperbole to some folks, to a young Curry and Clay. And hear me out. Remember, early on, Steph Curry, not known as a defender, just a shooter. That was when Charles Barkley kept calling him soft. Clay would guard the opponent's best guard, right? He's the much better defender. What do you think Murray's going to do? Murray's going to guard the opponent's best offensive threat. So Trae Young, you can hide him a little bit on defense. And, oh, by the way, DeJounte Murray goes from being the number one option in San Antonio to now being a clear two, and let's see what else happens. So I don't see how you don't love this trade if you're the Atlanta Hawks. I think there's a strong case that they're top four in the East now. I think just you have to do Bucks, Boston, Heat, and then it becomes like a legitimate question. Sixers or Hawks? And a lot of people instantly say, well, Joel Embiid and James Harden, got to go Sixers. Okay, when they last faced off, who won the playoff series? Including Game 7 in Philly. Okay. And then a lot of people are going to say Brooklyn. And I'll just say, I got to see Kyrie Irving take the court to believe it. Because if you listen to Windhorse this week and a couple other NBA guys, just because Kyrie opted in doesn't necessarily mean this is over. I'm done talking about Kyrie for now, so we're not going there. But you got the arguably the top backcourt in the East with Trae Young and DeJounte Murray. For now, they keep Collins to mix with Capella, DeAndre Hunter, who was very good in the playoffs, Okongwu, who I love out of USC. You got Red Velvet, Kevin Herter, one of the best nicknames in the league. I like this team. Bogdanovich, obviously. This is a really good Atlanta Hawks team. Now, a lot of people do not believe Trae Young could be a number one and a championship contender. I do. And my pushback to them, a specific guy on Twitter keeps saying, no way, no way, no way. And I'll say, listen, when Steph Curry was 22, did anybody think he could be a number one on a title-winning team? And the answer is no way. When Giannis was 23, did anybody think that? No way! When Kawhi was 23, did anybody? No! So Trae Young at 22 got to the Eastern Conference Finals. And now he gets finally a second good player. I mean, I looked at that the numbers, guys, from that series that they had. And I've talked about this before on the podcast. Who was their second best player when they got to the Eastern Conference Finals? I mean, was it Bogdanovich? Honestly, was it? Well, it wasn't Kevin Herter, that's for sure. It wasn't Capella. John Collins had a rough series. He was better earlier in the playoffs. Like, it was Trae Young and then a considerable drop-off. They're going to be dangerous this year. Now, obviously, we got to see what shakes out with Collins. And Hunter's had a bunch of injury issues. Okongwu is still young. Capella sounds like he could be on the trading block. I don't know. Do you think they go big game hunting for DeAndre Ayton? I can't see it. I mean, you'd be swapping Capella for Ayton. I actually think that's a downgrade because I would not want to max out DeAndre Ayton. If you lock yourself into Ayton, Murray, and Young, I mean, that's a good team, but I don't love it. And I know that sounds crazy because a lot of people like DeAndre Ayton. Again, I can't get over that video game story about him. And is the focus there? Is this going to be a guy who just gets his money and is like, okay, I'm going to go through the motions now? I like Capella on that team. I like Okongwu. So I love what the Atlanta Hawks did so far. It's early. They're the big winners in NBA free agency. But there is a lot of other dominoes to fall.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay. So you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah. Like, check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or, like, put a sign in your yard, but...
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You guys know I like Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. Obviously, huge Curry fan. That being said, Draymond Green tried to ruffle some feathers this week because that's what he does now, right? I guess he's a budding podcast host, and I guess he's trying to set himself up to be the next Charles Barkley when Barkley retires and Draymond is out of the league. Draymond was at some kind of event with J.J. Redick this week in New York, and, you know, a lot of people are not going to like what he said, but Draymond, I thought, made a great point, Rob, that we've talked about on this podcast, that the Warriors needed Kevin Durant. They would not have won the championship the next year after the Cavs came back from down 3-1 to beat them. They needed Kevin Durant. And I've argued this for years. And all people want to throw in my face is they won 73 games. Okay? They were up 3-1. Draymond got suspended. Bogut was hurt. And I said, yeah, I know all that. And don't underestimate that Kyrie, LeBron, Kevin Love triumvirate, which was outstanding in that series. And oh, by the way, do you know what it was like, the pressure on the Warriors that year, winning 73 games, beating the Bulls record, and then trying to win the championship? Remember, they nearly lost the round prior to OKC. They were down, I believe, 3-2. Klay goes off in game 6, and then they win game 7 at home. Of course they needed Durant, and it showed when he won back-to-back MVPs in the finals. So I don't totally understand why people got all upset about this, Rob. I don't know if it's Warriors fans upset that Draymond said this. I don't know if this is Draymond just trying to stir the pot and motivate his team a little more. I don't know why you do that in June, but it was just a little puzzling to me. But then again, after Kyrie Irving, I think Draymond Green is probably the most outlandish. I don't know if crazy is the right word, but he will say anything at this point. I feel like he's just throwing anything against the wall, and whatever sticks kind of sticks.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. I have two theories on this. Number one, I'm with you. I think that LeBron James and Kyrie Irving cracked the code on the Warriors when they came back from 3-1. And it wasn't, you know, just because they won. You know, they could have lost that series in Game 7, and I still would have thought they cracked the code, because once Andrew Bogut got hurt and it was Draymond Green, you know, the death lineup, well, LeBron James is like 3 inches and 40 pounds bigger than the biggest guy they had on the floor at any moment in that series from that point on without Bogut. So it was a virtual layup line for LeBron James. Fast forward the following season, and the Cavaliers had that championship glow about them. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks had it this past season, where once you get that monkey off your back, there's a certain level of confidence, a certain level of bravado that you have going forward, that just, it's something that you can't quantify. It just automatically kind of makes you a better team in most cases, you know, especially if it's after just the first one. If it's the end of a dynasty, you kind of get worn out, but it's the early stages of the reverse effect. That next season, people forget, in the Eastern Conference playoffs, the Cavs were 12-1, and they weren't just 12, like, they were blowing teams out on their way to the finals. You brought it up. They had, I think, one of the top 5 offenses in NBA history.
Yeah,
that season.
Juggernaut.
They were incredible. The problem, though, is they ran into the greatest team, in my opinion, ever, with Kevin Durant added to that 73-win Warriors team. So I think Draymond is right about that one. The one thing that I think, I guess, you know, is kind of alarming a little bit, is it seems to me like Draymond Green is almost going out of his way to compliment LeBron James these days. because you had that comment, which even though I agree with you, he said other things going back to the finals about how, you know, LeBron's the smartest player ever. Obviously, if we went against him, it'd be a different outcome. And it's just like the love fest between the Warriors and LeBron and Draymond Green and LeBron is just a little uncomfortable at this point.
Well, I think Draymond's trying to set himself up to get involved with LeBron, who is now a billionaire and has very wisely navigated the outside of sports realm where he's in the alcohol business, right? I think he's got some tequila brand. He's got his Spring Hill Entertainment.
Well, Draymond's in the tequila brand.
Oh, he's in there. Yeah, that's
him
smart.
Him and AD are investors.
Genius move. The Spring Hill Entertainment. He's got his barbershop show, whatever that. I mean, he's just got so many irons in the fire. And I think Draymond wants to get in that business. Now, it's weird because why wouldn't he just want to get in the Steph Curry business? I think it's a fair question. I mean, if you had to ask me how often do Draymond and Curry hang out, I would probably say not that often. Curry a little, you know, I don't know if mature is the right word, but he's got the family, the multiple kids. Like, I mean, Draymond might have a little baby, but he feels like more of a party guy than Curry, who's, you know, more of a homebody with the family. I do want to quickly go back to something you said when Bogut got hurt. So Bogut went down in game four of the 2016 finals. And Golden State had won that one 108-97 to go up 3-1. I just looked at the box score. That was the game where LeBron was not transcendent. He had 25. Kyrie Irving had 34, but the story was Steph Curry, who had 38 points, including 13 in the fourth quarter when the Warriors pulled away. And at that point, it was like, holy cow, this is going to be it. But Bogut, of course, was done, did not come back. And then what happened in game five? Golden State gets buried by an avalanche of layups, but also LeBron and Kyrie Irving just could not be stopped from three. LeBron 4 of 8, Kyrie 5 of 7. That was the game where they each had over 40 points. And then, of course, I don't need to remind Warriors fans what happened in game six with no Draymond. Legitimate layup line, as Rob said. LeBron 41, Kyrie 23, Tristan Thompson had a big game inside with no Draymond, 15 points, 16 boards. So, you know, we can make the argument, Rob, as we kind of have, that, like, the Warriors were great, but, I mean, that Cavs team was really good. Like, they're almost underrated. Like, if you were looking at the best teams to not win a championship, I think you've probably got to put that 2016 set. Well, I would say the 2017 Cavs as one of the best to not win a title. Now, listen, I don't want to hear about 65-win teams that lose in the conference semifinals. That to me is not a great team that lost the championship. If you're a great team, you got to get to the finals. And I mean, I'm racking my brain. Rob, maybe you've got some Laker teams that were not able to seal the deal. Specifically that Lakers team that got destroyed by, I think, the Pistons, 4-1, maybe 4, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the gentleman sweep. Well, I don't think they were that good of a team.
I thought they were very good until that series. And remember, the Warriors team in 2017 went 16-1 in the playoffs. And as you said, that Cavs team was something like 12-1. And
they were 12-1 coming into the finals. Yep.
Yeah, it was just a bloodbath in the finals. So I think I don't disagree with Draymond. I think where it gets even more interesting, Rob, is the case, you know, free agency is about to hit. We're starting to hear some stuff. There's a Denver Nuggets trade. The Jalen Brunson seems like a fait accompli. I think you can start to build a case that the Warriors might be back in the finals next year. I know the West is loaded. I get it with the Clippers and the Nuggets. I've you know, caped up for them. They're going to be very good. But the Poole, Kuminga, Wiseman trio, like backing up Draymond, Curry, and Clay, like, Rob, that is incredible. Like, I like the Clippers bench. I think they have the best roster 1 through 12 in the league. And it's sad because I know as a Laker fan, Rob, you're going to get devastated by this, but you look at the Lakers roster and you're like, what do we have? What's going on here? We don't have anybody. And you got the Warriors stacked, the Clippers stacked, the Nuggets. I mean, the Nuggets have a pretty solid top six. I don't see what the Lakers have. And, you know, Draymond, you know, he's mouthing off a lot about LeBron's greatness. And Rob, where are we going to be a year from now if Curry has another title? I mean, I know, listen, it's a year in advance. We're way early, but you start to look at this Warriors team And remember, early in the season, they had some injuries. But the way they went through the playoffs, and you start looking at the depth, I mean, they got nothing from Wiseman. That's not the equivalent of Zion, obviously, but Wiseman should be a big contributor. Like, this guy should be giving you 12-8 coming off the bench, given his skill set. And when you see the Pelicans able to add Zion to a pretty good team, and the Warriors adding a guy like James Wiseman, like, I'm just telling you, Laker fans, we need to start to readjust expectations.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think as soon as the Kyrie Irving, you know, trade kind of fell apart, then I think the Lakers were effectively eliminated from contention. Unless they can make a big deal here in the next couple of days, which so far nobody's kind of projecting that that's out there right now.
Does
so,
Buddy Hield count as major? If they're able to unload whatever and add Buddy Hield to be their third best player, is he an upgrade over Malik Monk?
Yeah, but you need more than that. Because to your point, I disagree with you. I don't think the Warriors are loaded. I think we saw in that finals that it's Steph Curry, you know, doing a lot of the heavy lifting. And Draymond Green is an offensive, not say a zero, but he's liability. Maybe a one. Yeah, he's a very big liability. Klay Thompson, I'm sure he'll be better next year. I just don't know how much better you're going to get coming off an ACL and an Achilles. Like that, what made him good was not just the shooting, but it was moving without the ball. It was the defense. And if he can't move like that, then he's, you know, Danny Green, a better shooting Danny Green.
Harsh.
Because
I'll give you the counter to Clay. So he didn't play in 2 years, jumps back in this year. And what if I said, well, listen, the guy played, I think it was 100 games. Let me just go to the tally here. In the regular season, oh no, definitely.
That'd have been like 70.
32 like 70. And 22 in the playoffs. So he played 54 games.
Right.
And we would say like he looked fatigued in the playoffs. Like he struggled badly and then like had a second wind late in this Celtics series. I mean, with his legs back under him, I think he could put up 19-20 a game next year again.
I mean, that's ambitious.
It's only 31.
Yeah, but he's coming off two of the most devastating injuries that an NBA player can get. Like, that's the thing. And it's not just that he won't be effective. Like, he can still shoot the lights out, but he's not going to be doing the same actions that he used to do when he was, you know, all caps Klay Thompson. This is going to be Jordan Poole doing that kind of stuff more often. I think you're still a year away from Kuminga and Moody. And I think Wiseman's at least a year away too before they're like legitimate playoff contributors. They're just so young. It's just, and so to me, it's the Clippers by far.
You didn't even mention Scottie Pippen Jr. with the Lakers. Austin Reeves, bro?
Well, he might be. I mean, just, just saying.
I'll just say I heard real quick on the Lakers. You know, LeBron is going to have to start going out and recruiting dudes, and he's going to have to sell them, hey, you want to rejuvenate your career? Look at Malik Monk. Nobody wanted him. Malik Monk came to us. People want him. Malik Monk is on the uptick. I can do this for you. Could he convince someone like a Colin Sexton? Hey, man, don't go chase money on a bad team. Come to us. We will help you. Now, I'm not saying Colin Sexton is definitely happening or anything along those lines, but a player of Colin Sexton's ilk, promise. Was once a pretty damn good offensive player. Like, they need offensive guys, Rob. And I'm just saying, if LeBron comes to you and you're 25, it's like, hey, man, you come to us. You're going to have a chance. Look what we did for Austin Reeves. Look at Malik Monk. I can make this happen for you. I am King James. Do you think he'll be able to recruit anybody? Because right now, John Wall going Clippers, that had to sting LeBron a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, until we know what's going on with Russell Westbrook, you know, it's hard to say whether or not John Wall would have been the home run guy, because you can't have them both. You got to have one or the other. But to your point, absolutely. If you're a mid-tier kind of guy or a young guy who was a lottery pick and didn't quite pan out the way they expected to, like, to me, the guy who stands out is Mo Bamba. Like, Mo Bamba has all the tools to be an upper echelon stretch five in today's NBA. The problem is he was always hurt.
Yeah.
And so, you know, according to the reports, the Orlando Magic are letting him hit unrestricted free agency, and I'm sure someone's going to give him the full mid-level, which is like $10-11 million. But if you're Mo Bamba, and again, assuming health, if you can go to a situation like the Lakers, like maybe, you know, the Celtics, where you are the third, fourth option, and all you got to do is hit wide open threes and play a little defense, maybe you take the $5 million, $6 million this year, and next year you might double, triple your value. I mean, that's what's going to happen with Malik Monk. Malik Monk took the minimum, and now they're saying he's looking at least the mid-level from some of these teams. That's so five times the value.
Like, yeah, big time. Well, how about this? How about this comparison? Could Mo Bamba, is there any chance Mo Bamba, if you squint really hard, could you see the outline maybe of a Robert Williams from the Celtics? Long, shot-blocking machine, athletic, young, has some injuries. And oh, by the way, Mo Bamba actually has range. He was shooting 4 3-pointers a game. You know, listen, he's not going to be a 40%, you know, on 6 threes a game kind of guy. But if he can step out and hit the occasional three, that'd be great. Can you see any Mo Bamba and Robert Williams?
Not really. I see more of an athletic Brook Lopez. Or
that's not bad.
A Miles Turner. And Miles Turner, it was one of the hottest commodities coming into this offseason, because not only is he a stretch five, but he's on an expiring deal. He's making $18 million. So if you're Mo Bamba, why wouldn't you take less money for 1 year somewhere, and where you go to a place, maybe it's Phoenix, where Chris Paul is just setting you up all game for these wide open lobs and wide open 3-pointers, and you cash in huge next season when more teams have cap space, because I'm sure he's not going to want to go to like the Spurs or, you know, the Pistons. You know, wouldn't you rather cash in on a team that can actually do something?
I'll just say it's easy to slander a lot of folks, but I think we need to lay off Piston slander, because they seem like they're on the come up. It's early, you know, little Jaden Ivey hype. Cade Cunningham got very good by the end of the year. All of a sudden it's like, huh, they've got a lot of cap room. I don't know if they're going to get Ayton, but is there a chance this Pistons team is decent? And again, I'll repeat, the East is not very good. Outside of like the top five or six, there's a huge drop off in the East.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Brooke Lopez is an interesting name. The other interesting name, as kind of a preview here for free agency, PJ Tucker is like the hot guy. That's who everybody wants, yeah. Rob.
P. 37-year-old PJ Tucker.
Is he 37?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Because he's the perfect small ball five. He's gritty. He's tough. He doesn't back down from anybody. He'll hit the occasional timely three, but I don't know. He had a rough playoff run. I don't know, man. I just don't see how PJ Tucker is like the most important free agent guy this summer.
Well, the team that he's been linked to the most, because it looks like he's going to leave Miami, it has been Philly. And if you're the Sixers, maybe this is just specific to them. One thing that you are absolutely lacking in spades is mental toughness. And that's something that PJ Tucker can bring. Not only will he be able to space the floor for Harden, who's now very slow, and Joel Embiid, who is a little bit of a plotter. So you open up the floor for those two guys, and all you have to do is defend and stand in the corner. But that's something that team specifically, maybe it's worth to them to overpay for that kind of thing. Because where else are they going to get it? You're not going to develop it in-house, it doesn't look like.
Yeah, the other thing, interesting story about how centers can win you a lot of games in the regular season, but in the playoffs, usually teams are bringing their center off the floor and it's more wing-oriented where you're switching on everything, right? You're able to, everybody on the court can make shots from the perimeter and the wings can create better than centers. So PJ Tucker's value is he's a small ball center, so when it comes down to crunch time, like, yeah, he's going to be on the floor, like, you know, Brooke Lopez is getting pulled increasingly for a guy like a Pat Connaughton who can guard multiple positions on the wing, can hit threes, can take somebody off the dribble. PJ Tucker would help with Embiid. Remember, there was a lack of toughness on that team last year. I mean, I don't want to say they got punked by the Heat.
No, they got punked.
They got pushed around. I don't know. Why can't LeBron get PJ Tucker next to Anthony Davis? You don't think that'd be great?
Well, I think he could, but the problem is that they only got that $6 million to offer. And if you're PJ Tucker, who's 37, like there's no, he can't wait to cash in. If he can cash in now, he's got to do it. It's a different situation than some of the younger guys. I will say that this free agent class, you know, everyone gets so excited, you know, because we're only a few hours now away from NBA free agency officially opening. Everyone gets so excited about the names. It's like, oh, you know, so-and-so might go here. Zach LaVine might go here. And from what I'm reading, I'm sure you might have read the same. It's looking increasingly likely that the biggest name to change teams is going to be Jalen Brunson.
Oh, come on. Hey, listen, Zach LaVine is out there. I know that it sounds like he's going to come back. DeJounte Murray, not a free agent, but on the move. John Collins possibly on the move via trade. Who was the other potential? Oh, Donovan Mitchell. He's still got. I know he's not a free agent, but still.
Well, like DeAndre Ayton, everyone thought he was going to leave. And I think he will leave at some point. But he was most linked to the Pistons. The Pistons made that deal with the Knicks to absorb the cap space. So suddenly, they can't offer the full max to DeAndre Ayton anymore. Unless there's like another trade coming where they flip Burks or Noel to somebody else. Hmm. So it's just like, I made a joke on Twitter on Tuesday night that the Knicks were clearing space for Jalen Brunson like it was 2010 LeBron James. Like, that's what they were doing. And in this,
love taking shots. Jalen Brunson's slander is just...
No, but it's not meant to slander him. It's just like, this is not a great free agent class. This is not Kevin Durant. This is not LeBron, Wade, and Bosh all at the same time. Like, you know, Bradley Beal would have been a great guy, but he's, by all accounts, just going to take the money and stay in D.C., even though he told anyone who would listen, you know, I want to win. That's my goal. It's like, no, it's not. You want to get the bag, and that's fine. Just be honest about it.
I mean, I'm hopeful that a guy like Mitchell's on the move. I don't know that Rudy Gobert is that attractive of a guy. Because, again, is he going to play in the playoffs? Like, Rudy Gobert was non-factor against Dallas, which didn't even have a center. But to go back to Mo Bamba, I do have a buddy who does a lot of stuff with Mo Bamba, and I just texted him, and it's pretty clear that there's some interest in Mo Bamba. Well, he would love to come west and play with the Lakers. Listen, there is an opportunity to rehab the career. And again, a rehab might be strong because he's so young, but you know the injuries obviously stink. Listen, if you have Anthony Davis and him up front and neither can stay healthy, well, that's a problem. And LeBron will have another wasted season on his hands. But Mo Bamba is just 24 years old. That's it, Rob. He started a grand total of 6 games in his first 3 years in Orlando.
That's right.
But again, Orlando is a dumpster fire, you know. Can block shots. You know, is he JaVale McGee in terms of playing alongside? Is he Dwight Howard in terms of playing alongside Anthony Davis? I think that's a good get for the Lakers. That'd be a good building block. Certainly not everything, but it feels like for sure that would be a big victory, a feather in the cap, if you will, of the Lakers front office, which has been taking some arrows lately.
Absolutely. And it's weird that we're talking this much about Mo Bamba because it's like, it's Mo Bamba. No offense to him. But yeah. If you're the Orlando Magic and your team has sucked for, what, 3 or 4 years now? Like your great season was you won one game in the playoffs and you lost in 5, I think, to the Raptors. I think that's what it was. The Kawhi season. Like, what are you doing just giving up assets for nothing? Are you really that loaded with Wendell Carter, Jonathan Isaac, who I think hasn't played like in 2 years, and Paolo Banchero up front now, that yeah. you can't give the qualifying offer to Mo Bamba just to see what you have? Like that's why bad teams stay bad, is because they do stuff like that.
So someone has floated 3 other potential centers to play alongside Anthony Davis for the Lakers. Are you ready, Lakers fans? Isaiah Hartenstein of the Clippers, who's a solid backup. He's solid. Bamba, of course, and then Thomas Bryant of the Wizards. Thomas Bryant was a pretty darn good player at Indiana, and he hasn't really done much in the league. He's been in Washington for a minute. Nobody thrives in Washington. I don't know. I mean, if you want to be one of those guys who's like, listen, LeBron can resuscitate careers. He can help. I don't see why you don't, you know, if you're on the fringe, like, hey, I'll just go to the Lakers. I get to live in L.A. I know the taxes are brutal, but the visibility, I think we've talked about this, Rob. You could just get sponsorship deals. You can start to segue into the media with all the media out here in L.A. Not treating it like NIL, but if you really want to, there's opportunities to try to get into Hollywood and, you know, TV shows, whatever. Like, there's so many opportunities out here. Like, Mo Bamba, are you really going to take that from, like, San Antonio? Like, not that that's happening, but it's just very weird that the Lakers would not be attracting people. The Clippers have, like, no room, Rob, right? They're, like, out of space to get guys.
Yeah, the good thing about them, though, is their owner, you know, finds $1 million in his couch cushions every 3 or 4 days, so he can pay whatever the luxury tax is. I mean, but to your point about just being on the Lakers and the marketability, I know Anthony Davis is maybe not the best example because he was already a star, but Anthony Davis, as soon as he got to LA, got his own flavor of Ruffles chips. Like, that was not happening in New Orleans. I think a better example, and I don't even know if you know this, when Mike Brown became the coach of the Lakers when Kobe was there with Powell, and I think that they lost to the Durant Thunder, you know, in the first round. As soon as he showed up to his press conference, they noticed he wore glasses. Within a week, I believe, Oakley calls him and says, "We will be your official sponsor. You will only wear Oakley glasses on the bench for Laker games. Are you interested?" And he's like, yeah. Sure. Now, absolutely.
Has the number come out yet? How much is Oakley paying him? 500?
I don't know. But it's just like Mike Brown, who nobody in LA could, you know, draw out of a lineup. And just because he is the Lakers coach, gets a sponsorship deal with Oakley.
Yeah.
The coach.
Yeah. Listen, it's good to be in the Laker business, which is not to say that you can't make a deal like that happen in Charlotte. Actually, you can't make that deal happen. I mean, I'm pretty sure you cannot. But I guess, you know, Rob, you're kind of right. I'm looking down the list. Like, who else could we talk about? There just aren't a ton of guys. We'll see what happens with Ayton. Hopefully something spicy does. Because otherwise, you know, we might have to already just dump the NBA and start talking NFL, which I have no problem with because, you know, we talk gambling NFL a lot. you know, Baker Mayfield kind of waiting on. Deshaun Watson, we should have some clarity very shortly. But other than that, it's like enjoy the NBA free agency, hopefully, mess. I'm hoping for a mess because that's good for business. When there's chaos and confusion and all that, Rob, it's great for our business. So hopefully we'll have some awesome stuff to overnight, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.